Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Hallelujah. Let's pray. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this morning. Thank you for your kindness and your mercy. Thank you for your love towards us. Thank you for today, a day that, Lord, you have made. As we have come into your presence, we pray, Lord, you will speak to our hearts, you affect our lives. You continue to connect us to your heart, O God, by your word. Your word come forth in power and in might. Let us not leave your presence the same as we came. In Jesus' name, and somebody said, you may be seated, please, in the presence of the Lord. I'm glad to be in church this morning. Oh, you say yes, you don't say amen. It's a question, you answer yes or no. Are you glad to be in church this morning? It's very simple, I think. Are you glad to be in church this morning? All right. You don't sound like you're happy, though. I don't see smiling faces. I don't see smiles, and the shout is not so powerful. All right, John chapter 3 and verse 16. John chapter 3 and verse 16. We're still looking at many are called from the book that we're using. If you don't have a copy, please make sure you get a copy as soon as today, because next week is our last Sunday that we are going to deal with this book. I don't know if you know. John chapter 3 and verse 16. The Bible says that, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have what? What is everlasting life? Okay, whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We want to look at chapter 19 this morning. Chapter 19 of the book, Many Are Called. Chapter 19 of the book, Many Are Called. John 3:16, the unchanging purpose of Christianity. The unchanging purpose of Christianity. The unchanging purpose of Christianity. You see, John chapter 3 verse 16 is one of the, if not a major scripture in the Word of God. And we are not supposed to forget about John chapter 3 and verse 16 ever. John chapter 16 should always be that scripture that we hold so dear in our lives. The Bible says that for God so loved the world. If you look into the world, you realize that what really makes the world a place to live is the love of God. If the love of God had not been shown or been exposed to us here on earth,
the world will be a very dark place. The only thing really that makes life here worth living, the only thing that really makes the earth a bit more habitable, is the love that God gave to us. You see, the Bible says that because of this love, God gave us his only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish. This is the foundational. Anything we do is just based on this, that because of God's love, that's why we are here. It's because of the love that he showed towards us. That's why Jesus came. And Jesus has come. You cannot take away the fact that if Jesus had not come, you and I will have no hope. Whatever we have now is because of Jesus Christ. If there was no Jesus, there wouldn't have been any life. If Jesus was not around, you and I would not even be sitting down this morning. It is Jesus and the love that God shown towards us. People, everybody really knows John 3:16. John 3:16 is a scripture that many people know. But what we lack is that we don't really show John 3:16. If you go to verse 17, it says something. It says that, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. It says, so just in case you don't understand John 3:16, that for God so loved the world, and he gave his only begotten son, so that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So you're wondering, what was all of that about? The Bible says that, for he sent his son not to condemn the world, because Jesus could condemn everything. When he came here, he saw that we're living in a hot stable. Yeah. It's very easy to condemn the world. It's very, very easy. You look at you and I, it's very easy to condemn ourselves. It's very easy. We always seem to find the wrong things about one another to talk about, and not the good ones. One of the important things we do in our lives is the bad side, the ones that we don't seem to agree with. Yeah. Now, if you travel outside of the country and you come back, you will not want to even live here again. Yeah. You realize that it's like the people who live in this country called Guyana. You see that, I mean, you said, no, this is that these people, there's something wrong with them. They are sick. I tell you, if you've ever traveled outside of this country and you come back, you're not like here. Cry 100%. A small country like Suriname is so fantastic that you can be in Guyana, and for many of you who don't travel, that's why you think the way you think. That's why you behave the way you behave, because all you know is this thing here, and this thing here is, you can't compare it to anything else outside here. You see, as you drive, you go to Suriname. Just Suriname. Just Suriname. I won't say America. America is not fair to cope. We can't come. It's not unfair. Yeah, let's say neighbors. Right, just Suriname. Well, 400,000 people. Just right across here. They have forests like we have forests. They have rivers like we have rivers. They have black people like we have black people. They have Indians like we have Indians. They have Hindustans. They have Chinese. They have Javanese, the Indonesians who were colonized by the Dutch people. They are there. They have the races like we also have the races. They have the indigenous like we also have the indigenous. If you live here and you go, you see, when you enter the Sterling, and you see, if you can't go anywhere, please go to Suriname. At least it's one of the easiest places you can go.
If you don't have a place to stay, I'll ask somebody to find a place for you to stay when you get there.
When you leave the Sterling, even the Sterling, the behavior at the Sterling is very different. Then when you cross, you go on the boat and you go. The moment you land, you get off the boat, you get into what you call the arrival hall in Surin. It's a hall because they've even covered it and there's AC. Wow. But the one we have in Guyana, it's not covered, it's open. They're just a shed. It's like the people there have thought that, you know what, we can cover here and put AC here and make the place comfortable, not just for us, but for the human beings who are also coming from somewhere. We want them to have a comfortable a picture of us when they get here. No, but when you come this side, it's like you rest yourself. So you get there, you go through the AC, everything, you go through immigration, you get out. Now when you go into your car, you drive out, you see signs. They even tell you that, please, they tell you that this is a left, right-hand side driving country. As if you are coming from a left-hand drive country. I mean, they are thinking that maybe you are coming from another country and you are driving to Guyana. So they have to inform you that this place will drive on the left. And then from the Sterling till you get to New Nikiri, the road is like this one we are doing on the east bank that we say is a new. Why? It's not for them. It's for people who are coming. And most Guyanese go that way than Surinamese coming this way. So it's like their mind is towards foreign people, foreigners and visitors. Rather than even, oh, it's for us. Of course, as you do it for visitors, it also becomes yours. Road signs. If you are heading towards a bridge, they tell you beforehand that the bridge approaching. They tell you the slope of the bridge so that you can take your time. Signs all over. Now, so you go. When you go, it's nice. When you are coming back, then when you get back, when you get out of the Sterling, you come out. Apart from everything, I don't want to talk about the Sterling because the Sterling has all kinds of people there. Think all kinds of thinking. I don't want to talk about the people. But when you get out, the road, potholes, garbage, bush. Now, I was just coming from the other day. You see, when you go to the other side, they also have bush. It's very interesting. They also have bush like we have bush. But somehow, they've managed to, the roadside, for about 5 to 10 feet, they have cleared both sides. So when you get off the asphalt, there's about 10 feet of the shoulder, which is just grass that is maintained by a tractor, not by men doing. You return potholes. You come, scrap metal. Sport tractor, cows, there's rice on the roadside. This, that, huh? I said that it's so easy to pick up these things. It's very interesting. Sometimes when people see you and they say, oh, you like Guyana, eh? But you look at their face, you realize that they've not traveled before. Yeah, when they see you and they see that you're a foreigner, they say, you like Guyana, right? Of course I like Guyana. What else do you want me to tell you? But for God sent not his son into this world to condemn the world. Because if Jesus had wanted to condemn us, the moment he came out of Mary's womb, he would have condemned us and went back. Yeah, this world. I said this world. I said this world. The things that are in this world. If God came into this world and he could not recognize the world he created himself. I tell you, this world. We kill one another. We betray one another. We cheat one another. People who have money will never give the poor people. Ah, it's a very fantastic world. But the Bible says, for God so loved the world. Oh, that because God loved the world, he did not withhold anything. He gave it. He gave his son. You realize that even though we say we love, but we don't give. We say we love the world. We love this. We love that. But we hardly give anything for the things we love. Yeah. We should never forget this scripture, the foundation of Christianity, that God sent his son into this world to die for the world so that the world will have a hope of a better world when everything is said and done. Because there's something better after this life. There's something better outside, and we need to assess that place. You can't assess it unless you take advantage of the son that was given to us through the love of God. The world would have been dark but for the sake of Jesus Christ. We can't forget this. It is Jesus coming. You see, so when people say that we don't believe in Jesus, black people say is when they were coming to the Caribbean, they were Muslims. It says a white man God. They said that they gave us the Bible because they wanted to sell us. They wanted to steal our gold. You see, when you hear those things, you are looking at somebody who is wicked. I said, when you hear people talk about that, you are looking at people who are trying to nullify the love that God had for us. And he has given his son to us. Anybody who tells you that is a white man God, Jesus was this, he says that, that person is trying to say, God does not love us. God doesn't care about us. God never thought about us. And he never sent his son to us. That's what they are actually trying to say. Now, there's a satanic church in Detroit, Michigan. And they have erected an image in a satanic temple in Detroit. All right? With a Baphomet. Everything about the Baphomet is negative and positive. Right? So the image looks like a human being, but the head is a goat. The head of a goat. It looks like a man, but has features of a woman. It has every, I mean, the bad, the good, the left and the right, the negative and the positive. And it's seated on a certain throne right in the satanic church. It was unveiled just a few days ago, if you are current, if you follow the news. And people have gone to look at it and all of that. Now, there is Oklahoma City in Tulsa. Oklahoma, right? Is it Oklahoma State? I think it's Oklahoma State. Okay. They have, by the government building, like by the Parliament House or by the City Hall, they have a big image of the Ten Commandments, and the Ten Commandments is written inside. Wow. Now, these satanic people who unveiled this image in Detroit say that their vision is to take that thing and go and put it next to the Ten Commandments in Oklahoma. Now, you see, if you want to serve a goat man, it's okay. You want to serve a goat that is a man that's a woman, you see, you like anus instead of the right place, it's okay. But don't try and bring it close to try and nullify the John 3:16. If you try this, then you are trying to tell me that there's something about this that you don't want me to know about. If you want to take this image and put it next to a Ten Commandments something, then you are trying to tell me that I should forget about that and choose this thing that you are trying to give me. And I'm questioning myself, why? So all the people, Selassie, whatever, Lord Shiva, Muhammad, all these people, all they are trying to tell us is that for God did not love the world and he did not give any son. That's what they are trying to say. And that's why it's so dangerous when we are too open-minded when it comes to God and say, oh, it is all one God. We are all serving one God. It's either the Hindu church. I get very bored when they call it the Hindu church. The Hindu is not a church. Do you know the meaning of a church? When we say a church, do you know what it means? We are the church. Christianity is the church. Not the Hindus. No. Some people say, you see, some people, it's the same way that we say mother-in-law. When you are not married to the person, you say, it's my mother-in-law. And this is the world, though, that Jesus did not come to condemn, because he would have easily condemned as well. Where people call their boyfriends mother-in-law. When people say that, it's all one God. It's a Muslim church. I used to go to the Muslim church too. Allah, we, you see, in the name and in the deception of love and accommodation and tolerance, people are bringing that also where God, you can't tell God to be friends with Satan. You can't. So anybody or anything that stands, the whole thing, it's like, I was talking to a white man friend, and he was saying something which is very interesting. He said, Obama is the worst American president ever. Yeah. Because even when he went to Kenya, he was trying to tell them to, you see, the thing is this, it's like, let's accept everybody. Everybody is different. It's true. We are different. There are some differences that are not acceptable. I don't know if that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Don't tell me that, okay, I have a daughter. And I say that, okay, I have feelings towards my daughter. So it's okay because I'm different. So let me just marry my daughter and have sex with her. You can't say anything to me because that's me. I like my daughter. I want to. Do you think you see, so when you say that, oh, I mean, it's okay. I mean, that's what the person likes. I mean, I let people be free. Let's accept the differences. Because you actually don't understand what you are saying. Yes, we are different. We are different in what God made us into, not what we are trying to make ourselves into. You can quote me on Facebook. We are different in what God made us into, and not what we are making ourselves into. You see, so we are different. Like, you are a man and I'm a woman. So we're different. But we must accept one another. Some of us are strong-willed. Some of us are weak-willed. Some of us are shy. Some of us are not shy. Some of us are phlegmatics. Some are this, some of that. That difference. Some of us, this. You, black, white. That difference is what we must embrace. But not when God says that I have created man and woman. He's given you a nice hole to go into. He said, you want where the poo-poo goes. And you are telling me that I should accept that difference. You are telling me that God did not love the world and he did not give his only son. Because all of that, let me tell you something. Everything you see is all against God. But it comes in a very nice way for us to accept it. What is homosexuality? Homosexuality is basically saying some of us are shy, some of us are not shy, some of us are phlegmatics, some are this, some of that. That difference, some of us, this, you, black, white, that difference is what we must embrace. But not when God says that I have created man and woman, he's given you a nice hole to go into. He said, you want where the poo-poo goes, and you are telling me that I should accept that difference. You are telling me that God did not love the world, and he did not give his only son. Because all of that, let me tell you something. Everything you see is all against God. But it comes in a very nice way for us to accept it. What is homosexuality? Homosexuality is basically saying that God did not create man and woman in the beginning. They are trying to say that there was nothing like a creation where God created man. And he realized that the man was lonely because every animal had their partner. He looked at Adam, he realized that he is so lonely. So he looked at him and he put him to sleep. He took his rib and formed something that the hardness can meet. You see, women are soft, men are hard, women are soft. God, women have curves, men are straight. Yeah. You get it? And there's something about a woman that you can't get from a man. Yeah. No matter what you try. The world would have been very different without women.
Hey, I tell you, woman. Hey. Women change the whole system if they come around. I tell you. We can't live without women. That's how God made it. You see, so when somebody says that, oh no, I'm a man and I love a man, all that they are saying is that there is no God. God did not create any woman for man. We make whatever we want ourselves. It's deeper than how we are looking at it, you know. It's very, very deep. Any of those things is just to say that there is no God. Because if there's a God, then that is when you begin to find out, what does God say? What does God want? What did he do? How did he do it? How does he want us to do it? When you acknowledge God, then it comes with all these lifestyles. But if you don't acknowledge God, then you can do anything you want to do. And that is exactly what they want to bring. They want to bring this thing about working on Sunday, working on shift. You are working all the time. You can't go to church. They are just trying to take something away from you so that you will say that there's nothing like God. But for God so loved, there's a God who loved the world and he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I was listening to Ben Hinn the other day. He was talking about how when he got sick, he was at the hospital. He said he was afraid that he would die. He said his heart was working 17%. His heart was enlarged. It was functioning only 17%. He said he held the doctor's hand and said, "Doctor, please don't let me die." He said after the whole thing, he sees life very, very, very differently. And he said, if it was you, you also begin to see life differently. All these people talk, mouth. You wait. When people are about a certain age. Somebody even brought up that theory about Sean Hines. He wrote in the newspaper. He said that it was Ramkaran. I think it was Ramkaran who wrote about Sean Hines. He said that, you see, Sean Hines is now coming out to say these things all these years. He said, because, you see, all these mercenaries and these hired killers, they get to a point where they begin to settle down. And then you want to see your grandchildren, or you have some grandchild. And you see, so now life is a bit more than just going to take a gun and just shoot somebody. It's more. And he says it's common. Because he was asking, why did this guy come out? Everybody's asking, why is he now not talking? And he said all these things on TV. And he brought these things up. There's a point in time where all these wicked guys, you begin to settle down. In fact, Bishop even says that, if when it comes to fornication, if you're a man and you can't control yourself, when you get older, you realize that, man, I ain't able. You see, sometimes the wife and the woman, they're fighting. You leave him. A time will come, the thing won't rise. And they will see who will live with him. You will be the one who will live with him. Because as long as the sin is not working, nobody will take him. So then you have him for yourself. All your problems are solved now. Yeah. Hey, wait, all these people, like last time those three guys who came here, three homosexual guys came here. The first guy who used to come to church. When he comes, you know, he has his things. You know, and the people will try to. I said, no, please leave him. Let him come to church. I mean, even though if he comes to church, he tells me that he doesn't want to come Sunday morning, he'll come Tuesday night. Because you see, they like the darkness. Yeah, because then in the darkness they can operate a little bit. They don't like Sunday morning. But you see, I felt very proud that they will even walk into the church. You think about it in a different way. Mike, you're lonely now. Do you think about it now? Think about it. Three homosexuals walk into church Sunday afternoon. Because the other guy, who is the oldest among the three, used to come to church and he knows that we normally will have evening service. So they sit down one day. And then they realize that, you know what? Man, I think at least if I don't need God, I need God today. They walk into the church. When he came, there was no service. And so they hung around. I was out. When I came, they told me that the guy is here. I went to him. I said, hey, what to you? Me seeing you. What's going on? I said, are you a boy or a girl? He said, pastor. I said, man, sorry, you know. But I said, but if you look at it now, for a gay person, a homosexual, who is not liked, who will not dare to walk into any church? Because they know what you say if they come to the church. For three of them to walk into the church without invitation. Come on. You see, you will go, I walk and walk all over. I search and search all over. I turn around all over. There's no one like you. So I was talking to him and I said, what happened? So we're coming to church. I said, Pastor, these two, they need prayers. Yeah. One of them was is a little boy who goes to the school where his son teaches. Yeah, St. George's. Form what? Form three? Form four. That's black here. And cute. And then you sit down. Is that the cutest one? That's what he said. The cutest one. So I ask him, are you a man or a woman? Then he sat up. I said, please forgive me. Because the way you look, I'm not sure that you're a man or a woman. These days, you can't tell. So I said, so tell me. He said, I am the entrance. Yeah, that's what he said. He's the door. Enter at your own risk. Yeah. You see, so all the things that we are doing, it is just for one purpose, to try and take away God. You see, you can never take away the God here. John 3:16, that for God so loved the world. Jesus is a symbol of his love. Jesus represents everything God planned out. If you take Jesus away, you are trying to tell us there's no God. He has no plan for the world. It's not about, okay, if I feel like being a Muslim. No, it's not about that. It's about whether God really showed his love towards us or not. And that's the secret behind it. That's why I said a few weeks ago also, when they legalized gay marriage in America, you see, they legalize gay marriage in America. And then if you're a marriage officer, you can't say no. If you're a pastor and you're a marriage officer, you cannot say no to two men coming to your church to get married. If you do that, they arrest you and put you in jail. Yeah. You see, so again, why is it that you want to sleep with your anus, another anus? Okay. But why can I not say I don't want to be part of it? It's not really that. It's more of trying to fight the God that we have and the Jesus who has come to give us a new life. Satan is trying to say there's no new life anywhere. The life is here. That's why even as Christians, the world tries to tell us something. Work hard, get a house, buy a car, pay down 15%, you can drive today. They want to take our minds off God and his son Jesus so that we can stay here, not knowing that one day we will die. And then when you die, they realize that, hey, who am I? Who is this? It looks like the God they were talking about. It looks like the Jesus that people were talking about. It's late. We are trying to take our minds off God. And let me tell you, this is the same God who has called you and I. Because if we take this whole thing out, then the calling is of no effect. Because then there's no Jesus. Nobody came to die for us. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to stand in and work for God. There's nothing about that. John 3:16. When that gay and lesbian parade in America, why would they have a... They were on a track, and one girl, one lady was on the cross. Why cross? Why not a pole? At least the pole that they whine on it. Don't they have the pole? Why don't they have the pole and then do something? Yeah. The pole that they strip. Do you have a pole somewhere here? Let me do it for you. I'm looking for a pole. They have this pole and then they do all kinds of things around it. All kinds of things. Why don't you take a pole? Yeah. Why the cross? Yeah. Rainbow color. You see, many of you don't know that there are umbrellas now, there are things now with all the colors. It's a gay color. Anytime you use anything like that, you are promoting and supporting the gay and lesbian people. Or the rainbow color umbrella. It looks so nice. All the colors of the rainbow. They take God's creation and then they make it their symbol. Yeah? Why would a girl, a lesbian girl, go? She's on the track and she's on the cross like that. Do what you want to do, but please don't bring it close to. If you do that, then I am suspicious of what you are trying to do. I'm suspicious. You make me suspicious. You make me suspicious. Why will somebody take a placard right in the parade? They said that if Mary had aborted her son, we wouldn't be in this mess. That's what the lesbian is portraying. He said, if Mary, Jesus's mother Mary, had aborted Jesus. It's not about anus and vagina, putting your finger in a vagina or something. It's not about that. That's just the tip of the iceberg. It's just a little. It's more to it than that. Now, one of the things that you're seeing in our country, and I want to close with that, for me, it's not whether it's black or white. Because you cannot, if you look at Trinidad and Suriname and Guyana, these are the three countries with a lot of Indians. It's not about the Indian. That's not the problem because Trinidad has managed to develop themselves with black and Indian and everybody. It's not a matter of color or anything. It's for me, it is more of the spirits that comes to sit on the throne. Yeah. A pastor was telling us in New Amsterdam, he said, the PPP brought, I've forgotten the name he mentioned. Swami from India. Swami. I'm sure you know Swami. I don't know what it's from. But he said they brought Swami from India to do sacrifices so that they will win the elections. Do you think it's just it's Indian and black? You're making a mistake. It's not Indian and black. No. It's too deeper than that. No, you see an Indian. It's not about the Indian. It's too deeper than that. It is a game. The devil wants to erase this thing that we should show love. He wants to erase love. Suriname is developed far better than Guyana. Even though they are Indians and they are black people also. Trinidad is also the same thing. They are also far developed. It is us here who are here fighting one another with color and race and all of that we are so daft. Nice. Sarita is here. Sarita has been with me for all these years. I love her very much. Yeah, maybe because I'm not Guyanese, really. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, but I'm black. It's nice to even have more. Oh. I think, who said that? Anytime I go to Trinidad, I say I'm jealous because when you look into the church, you have nice colors. When I come back, I see only black faces in my church. I said, Lord, please help me. And you see, now we're having some light colors, you know, so that when the light is off, at least you will not be afraid. This is how. This is how. Because I tell you, if you have a room filled with black people and the light goes off, hey, you have to find a door and run. Stand to your feet, my time is up. Hallelujah. You continue. Hallelujah. But God so loved the world. That's what it's really about. That's what it's really about. Anything in the opposite direction is just to take that love away. Amen. Are you not glad that Jesus was sent for us? Oh, just begin to thank God. Why don't you thank God? Thank God for Jesus.
Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God that he loved you. He still loves you. His love will never run out. His love never fails. Are you not excited? Are you not grateful that God loves you? The love that God has for you and I, no human being on earth can give you that love. No matter who loves you, when they die, their love is finished. But God does not die. God is everlasting. He's from the beginning and he'll be there at the end. His love is forevermore. His love is forever sure. What manner of love is this that the Lord, the Father has shown towards us that we should be called the sons of God? Why don't you be grateful and thank God for Jesus, a symbol of his love, a symbol of his thoughts concerning us, his good things concerning us, his plan concerning us, his plan for us. When our father Adam and Eve had caused that destruction upon themselves, God had a plan to redeem us from the curse of the law, to take us from darkness into light through his son Jesus Christ. Let us emphasize on John 3:16. For God so loved the world. He still shows his love towards us. His love is still available. He's still showing his love. The love of God is still flowing in the name of Jesus. Meleka braska tabarababa. Rakaya baskete berebe. Andirimike braska tababa. I am so grateful. I am so happy, oh God, that you love me and you sent forth your son Jesus. Leka braska tayababa. Andirimike braska tayababa. Kayanderebe kabraska tayababa. Reka baraba sika tayababa. Rike bebe bebe skete berebe kabarababa. Nabarababa sakata bababa. Reka baraba sika tayababa nderebebe. Amaskete berebe kabraska tayababa. Reka boskete berebe bababa. Blessed be your name. Oh, yes, Lord.
I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why he cares. I don't know why he sacrificed his life over the cross. I'm glad he did.
Where would I be
if Jesus didn't love me?
Oh,
where would I be if Jesus didn't care?
Oh,
where would I be if he hadn't sacrificed?
But I'm glad.
I'm glad he did.
Where would I be
if Jesus didn't love? Oh, where would I be if Jesus didn't care?
Where would I be if he hadn't sacrificed his life? Oh, but I'm glad
he did.
Father, we say thank you so much for sending Jesus. We will never forget Jesus. As long as we live, it is Jesus. It is Jesus. It's about Jesus. It's Jesus, the symbol and the sign, the emphasis of your love towards us. The redemption plan came through Jesus. We will never allow ourselves to be deceived by anybody or anything that looks so nice that you never loved us and never sent Jesus. Thank you for the salvation we have. I pray the Lord you will keep us, you watch over us, until the end of our days. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. You are here this morning, you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. I'm not saved. I'm not born again. I want to experience this love that God has shown towards us in the form of Jesus. Pastor, please lead me to the cross. Lead me to Christ. I want to live forever. I want to go to heaven when I die. If you're here like that, I want to pray with you. Just lift up your right hand. And I'll pray with you. Just your right hand. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. If you are here like that, just lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you.
I want to pray with you. If you want to give your heart to Jesus, I'll do it. God bless you, my dear. God bless you. If you want to join them, every eye close, every eye close, every eye close, every eye close. Yeah, we are not in a cricket stadium. We're not watching a cricket match. We are talking to God. It's a time that we are searching ourselves to even make sure whether we are really the people who we think we are. Pastor, please pray for me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. If you are here like that, your right hand up high. If you lifted up your right hand, I want to ask you to come to me. I want to pray for you. Come. Come, I want to pray for you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You want to join? Come quickly.
Rid me of myself. I belong to you.
You guys, and pray this prayer with me. Church, let's join in as we pray together. You know, the Bible says that it is with your heart you believe. Everything you believe with your heart. And with your mouth, you make confession. So pray this prayer after me and say, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with my heart. And I confess with my mouth. Jesus died for me. I believe Jesus rose again on the third day. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. I open my heart and I invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart to be my master and my savior. I thank you, Father, for washing my sins away.